Audubon Boys Golf continues to land on the fairway as they beat Underwood on Monday 172-201. While the Whalers were able to capture a victory, they've started to slump in the team scores over the past few competitions as they went from hitting 165 and under to now 175 and under. Head coach Gary Burton is looking for his boys to shape up here towards the end of the regular season.
That's good. We have to kind of shape up a little bit again. We've had a little bit of an identity crisis in the middle of the season. The last three meets haven't been quite as good as we've normally been doing at the beginning of the year. We just got to clean some stuff up and kind of move in here towards the end.
One-time golfer for Audubon that stands out is Edward Miller, who shot a 40 on Monday. Miller continues to strive for consistency and has been one of the lowest scorers and most consistent golfers for the Whalers.
Yeah, he's done a really good job this year. He's typically been our lowest scorer and our most consistent scorer, which both things help a lot. He plays really smart. He's very consistent. And he doesn't try to do too much with his swing. He has a good tempo, and his short game's good. So combining all those things, it just ends up being good scores.
The key to the success of Audubon has been playing some tough teams this year. Audubon came close against teams like Missouri Valley and Trainer, who are some of the best teams in the region, and have even been able to pick up some of the intensity and poise that those golfers brought to the table in their respective duels.
Yeah, we definitely played some good teams. Missouri Valley and Trainer were really good. It's good to play teams like that who take it really seriously and try really hard to kind of see the mentality we have to bring. So I'm hoping we learn from that. If we could adopt a little bit of their intensity during the meets, I think it'd be good. But I think we just have to kind of take it one meet at a time and keep going up from here.
Only going up from this point on is important, especially when it comes to the mental game for the Whalers. If Audubon keeps a level head out on the courts, then everything will fall in their favor. That is one aspect that Coach Burton is looking for his boys to improve upon, as it gets frustrating when the ball just doesn't go where you'd like it to.
You know, we've actually struggled with that element. I think that's one of the things we struggle with most, is kind of keeping a zen-like mental attitude on the course. If we can get better at this year, I think it'll help our scores a lot. Some of the people on our team do a pretty good job of it, but collectively, I think that's something we need to work on.
This evening, Audubon will be taking on the Griswold Tigers at home with some windy and possibly rainy conditions. Audubon will be going up against some tough golfers, including Hogan Hook, who continues to remain consistent for Griswold this season. If the Whalers can adjust the conditions, tonight may go in their favor.
There's tons of great individual players on almost every team in our entire conference. And so there's a measuring stick anytime you play a team. And I think the most important thing today is just overcoming the conditions of the wind. We've struggled in hot, windier conditions this year, and we haven't adjusted to it well. So I think this will be a good opportunity to see if we can adjust to the wind and still score okay.
Audubon hosts Griswold at the Audubon Golf and Country Club today at 4 p.m. weather permitting. You'll be able to find all the pictures, interviews, and results of this duel right on our website at westerniowatoday.com. I'm Zach Collins reporting.